Living on Earth needs your support to be heard each week. Kindly give what you can today by using the donate link to the left of this page. Thanks.
This time of year, some folks flock to warmer climes, earning them the nickname snowbirds. But there are some birds of the feathered kind who like cold winters. And Mary McCann tells us about one in this week's Bird Note.
Winter sends wondrous birds down from the Arctic. Unrivaled among these visitors is the majestic gerfalcon. Gerfalcons are among the largest falcons in the world, with the female, the larger of the sexes, outranking even a red-tailed hawk in size. With a name that derives from an Old Norse word for spear, the gerfalcon was a medieval falconer's prize, reserved for royalty. Kublai Khan, it is said, kept 200. When hunting, the gerfalcon flies swiftly and low over the ground, hugging contours to conceal its attack. A gir is capable of overtaking even the fastest waterfowl, some of which can fly 60 miles an hour. On its summer range on the tundra, the falcon feeds mostly on ptarmigan, but in winter, it is opportunistic, chasing down shorebirds, ducks, partridges, and even small rodents. By December, a small number of gerfalcons have flown south to the northern states, where they will spend the winter in areas of open expanse, such as farmlands or coastal areas. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
To see photos of the gerfalcon, fly on over to our website, loe.org. Just ahead, a prescription for global survival from one of the world's leading ecologists. Cut the calories.
We are consuming over 80% of the planet's resources, even though we're only 20% of the world's population. We are the major predator on the planet.
David Suzuki says it's time to realize that for humanity, more equals less. So stay tuned right here to Living on Earth.
Support for the Environmental Health Desk at Living on Earth comes from the Cedar Tree Foundation. Support also comes from the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Fund for coverage of population and the environment, and from Gilman Ordway for coverage of conservation and environmental change. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.